Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. In today's podcast, we are interviewing Dr. Jocelyn Strand. She is Vice President of Clinical Education and Research, and she's working with BWH Labs. Her work centers on translating emerging science into practical guidance to build confidence and trust for consumers. And there's some very interesting products going on there at BWH Labs. She is a naturopathic physician. She has more than 20 years of experience in both integrative and functional medicine, and she's recognized for her leadership in microbiome and botanical therapeutics, practitioner education, and science communications. She spent more than a decade in practice helping to teach patients about their journeys and understanding GI, hormonal, infectious, and autoimmune conditions to shape her practice. She believes that science is most powerful when it's accessible and actionable and in service to health. And her work's guided by the simple intention, which I love, translating science into care that builds resilience and restores balance and supports long-term well-being. That's like the theme of this next decade, I believe, that we need to convert how medicine is into what medicine should be.
I agree 100%. And I'm also very grateful to be able to participate in bringing that forward.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast. So I want to dive right in and talk about, maybe give us a little summary of where you started with integrative functional medicine, and then how did you get into working with BWH Labs and the great ingredient we're going to talk about today, which is beta-glucan.
Well, let's see. I graduated 2005 from Bastyr University, so it's been 20 years, which is mind-blowing to me, of course. And the first 10 years, I really was doing care across the board for whoever showed up in my office, everything, you know, all ages, all sorts of different illnesses. But of course, demographically, I'm in northern Minnesota. So we're one of the high, I have to say northern Minnesota, say it with the accent. But we are highly, area highly endemic for tick-borne illness. So I found myself working a lot with Lyme disease. And of course, GI stuff and hormone stuff, because it's so ubiquitous. And somewhere along the way, I started using a product called Biocidin, which is a great product, antimicrobial. Saw really transformational experiences for my, or clinical outcomes for my patients with that product, and ended up working with that company. And so that was my first sort of foray into the world of supplements and sort of changing the lens that I was working with to education, really bringing this, again, science and research into a more applicable and an understandable form. And so I moved here. I changed jobs, roles to work with Reggie. I started here on April 6th. So I'm relatively fresh at the company and have been just diving headfirst into the research. And that's really what brought me here, was just the stunning amount of science that exists around trained immunity and beta-glucan itself. And also the culture. It's a wonderful company to work for. It's a small company, really feels like a family. And I'm really excited. I know I mentioned this already, but it's probably my favorite thing, to translate something complex and make it more approachable, especially when it's a hero product like this one, you know, something that can really change people's lives. So
Dr. Strand, tell us all about beta-glucan, this ingredient that I don't think anybody in our industry has really heard of very much or focused on. Why is that important today?
Just for transparency, I have really hadn't heard that much about it either until I started working for this company or started interacting with this company. So it's something I knew very little about. And the first thing is that beta-glucan is a family of molecules. So it's not just a single molecule, and it's a polysaccharide. So it's a complex sugar molecule, basically, that's not digestible. So it doesn't actually affect blood sugar per se. But basically, I'll try to make this, let's see if I can walk through this in the most concise way. So beta-glucan, depending on the form, this is really important, the form and structure, what's a biological signal basically for our body. So everything in our environment is a biological signal of some kind, but what a biological signal means is that it changes our physiology when we interact with it. So we interact, where we either apply or take the beta-glucan, it's a biological signal for immune system, parts of the immune system. So in particular, we're talking about innate immune system. So these are the first responders. And the immune signaling then results in something that we're calling immune intelligence. It's a it's a type of immunity that we that's basically brand new in terms of a conversation. So we have, you know, we think of sort of the more crude or rudimentary immune responsiveness is our innate system, an immune system. And then we have the more adaptive immune system, which is where vaccines work. And it takes longer, it's delayed, but it's a little bit more intelligent in terms of having a memory. There's actually something in between that was only discovered about 15 years ago that is now, I think right now, where the microbiome was maybe 20 years ago in terms of the conversation. Like people are just really starting to talk about it and understand how relevant it is for our well-being. So the beta-glucan that we're talking about today mm-hmm. will initiate that kind of immune signaling and result in immune intelligence. So it's a different kind of immunity. It's somewhere in between that mm-hmm. that sort of crude and highly trained memory. It's somewhere in the middle that really increases broader readiness, meaning that I think the easiest way to think about it is that if you have a building and you have a security guard, and your security guard is sleeping, maybe sitting in a chair, falling asleep, that security guard will still be there if someone shows up, but only if they're coming through the front door, right? They're making themselves really known. If you have a security guard who's up and patrolling, then you have a more highly capable, ready, and efficient patrol happening. And so that's sort of like that. And we could talk about it in more detail if you'd like, but that's how I'm thinking about it. Is it's really exciting sort of frontier in terms of how we can coordinate our immune system to be more efficient and ready.
So beta-glucan, you can take that orally as well as topically.
Yes, you can do it.
And what type of foods would be, good to eat that generate blue beta-glucan more innately in the system?
Yeah, so you can apply it topically. So as in the cream that we use, there's a beta-glucan, and that is it's called a 1316 is the structure. You don't need to remember that. It's just that the structure is really important, and this is why. So there is beta-glucan in some foods, including oats and barley, but it's not the same structure. So okay. That's a 1314, and you can think about it like a hand and a glove in terms of its binding and the activity, downstream activity that it generates. The oats and barley, beta-glucan actually doesn't have any interaction at the immune system receptor. It has other effects that are beneficial, but not at the immune system. Mm. And there are other sources of the same structure of beta-glucan that we have in our product. Those are sometimes mushrooms have that, but to varying degrees. And where we isolate ours from is brewer's yeast or brewer's yeast, which is Saccharomyces cerevisiae. And it is a component of the cell wall that's a part of their architectural structure. So we actually, in the manufacturing, they just isolate out the beta-glucan from the cell wall. So you're not taking a whole yeast. You're taking a yeast molecule or yeast organism, microorganism. You're just isolating out that active ingredient in it. And that's an important piece to understand because you really can't get it in any kind of meaningful or predictable way in any kind of food right now. You know, I would think about fermented foods. It's an important aspect, right? Of through time, we will have preserved our foods with fermentation, and that includes yeast. All fungal things have beta-glucan in them. And so those fermented products, when you drink, you know, vinegar or if you had foods that were preserved through fermentation, you will have gotten some exposure to beta-glucan in the past. Mm. So it is something I think that we don't interact with in the way that we used to as a culture, not just fermented foods, but the other place we can get it is in, you know, kicking around in the dirt, right? All things, there are fungal elements in the woods, right? So in contact with nature is where we would typically get that sort of inhalation and consumption of, or eating foods directly out of the ground, that sort of thing.
Mm, very interesting. So beta-glucan as a skin ingredient, how does that improve kind of like skin parameters? Are you seeing better skin barrier, less mm-hmm. transepidermal water loss, like resilience? And how does it translate into like improving your skin foundation?
Yeah, really all of those things. And that's what's really nice about it. And I can talk about sort of the mechanism on each of those. So most importantly is that our skin is an immune organ. And I think that's something that people don't realize, right? We think immune system, we think colds and flu, or we think autoimmunity, but the skin and its capacity to respond to the environment is an immune, it's mediated by our immune system. And that's what resilience, that's how we talk about resilience, is we can't avoid the stressors. It's how we respond to the stressors. And what governs that in the skin is the immune system. So you're going to know more in depth the exact cells and how they all work, but Langerhans cells and other immune active cells in the skin respond to the topical application of the beta-glucan, and it increases their intelligence in the area. So that's an easy sort of reach to understand, but what exactly does that mean? It means that they become more efficient at removing things that are dead, damaged, and don't belong there. So damaged cells, like inflammaging, you know, so that sort of anything that no longer belongs there that we want to move out, whether it's toxins, whether it's, you know, again, those damaged tissues. And I can go sideways. I'm going to try to, rein it in, because I'm sure you'll ask me the questions that are most relevant for your audience. But that's the other thing that the skin or the immune system is responsible for is inflammation. So mm-hmm. if we have inflammation in our skin and you introduce something that makes your immune system more coordinated and more efficient, it does have the byproduct of reducing helping to manage or coordinate that inflammation in the skin. So not just the beta-glucan in the cream, but actually the aloe as well will do that. And the last piece you asked about was barrier, and the barrier, this is exactly where beta-glucan works, is to and hydration, right? Hydration depends upon good barrier function, and barrier function is exactly where the beta-glucan does its best work.
Mm, so interesting. I think the skin has so much dryness as we age. Like one of the biggest features of young, healthy, juicy, bouncy skin is the oils, the sebum, the sebaceous balance, and then that gives skin a little bit more resilience and stretch and elasticity and everything. So mm-hmm. as we get older, with that all changing, like, is there an ideal mix of what we need to be putting on topically, like to achieve the youthful blend of
yes. So, I mean, I think that
the moisture level in the skin and the lipids, the type of lipids are so important.
Mm-hmm. And that's an area where I would love to defer some to, I mean, ceramides would be a great complement to this as well, to support barrier function. But just thinking about the mechanism of action, beta-glucan is working very differently from most other topical applications. And so it can be used alongside many of those things as well. So in the skin cream that we have also included is aloe. So the aloe and hyaluronates, three different molecular weight hyaluronic acid or hyaluronates, so that they have differing levels of penetration to the or different penetration to different levels of the skin. And so I love to take just a small segue to talk about AJ Lanigan. He's the formulator for this product. He's been in the beta-glucan space since the 1990s, and this cream is his second cream that he has formulated. And he actually sits on, I had to write this down. He sits on something called the Aloe Science Council.
Well, I didn't know there was such a thing.
I didn't know there was such a thing either. And he's one of the leading foremost experts globally on beta-glucan. And this is the man who's sitting at the formulation of our products. He's been in the space. I have the benefit of meeting with him weekly, and he's just starting to to transmit his really the golden egg, like all of the jewels, you know, that he understands it. There's so much science here, but he did very, very careful formulation on this product and included those. So those are sort of the three actives. There's also, you know, there's a mild exfoliant in it as well, but aloe, hyaluronates at three different molecular structures, and the beta-glucan. And so then I think of things like other therapeutics that you could combine with it would be anything that you know, a topical application like a ceramide. And I always think of treating from the inside out. So making sure you're eating healthy foods and having good antioxidants and polyphenols and all of those good nutrients that we need in order to also maintain healthy skin. I'll leave it at that.
What's your view on the whole inside out question? Like, you know, you have to be healthier on the inside for the skin. The skin often is an indicator of like our internal health. And we see people with bad acne or bad rosacea or very inflammatory things going on internally. So do you see that the beta glucan helps to correct some of that?
Yes, absolutely. And so, I mean, as a naturopathic doctor, I have a pretty strong belief that when we have something happening on the skin, it's usually an expression of something that's also happening more deeply. Now, I know that can be the reverse, that some disruption on the skin and the skin barrier can contribute to systemic illness as well. But as a general rule, I would always want to work the inside out, right? And so we want to make sure that the gut is healthy. Things like rosacea, you know, and SIBO are often connected, or low stomach acid and SIBO. And so I think, rosacea. So neglecting to work the inside would definitely maybe contribute to, or be an obstacle to healing what's happening on the skin as well. And the beta-glucan can be taken orally as well. And it can help with that gut immune, what's called the gut immune interface. So the gut, we have more than half, and some people say 85% of our immune system is located in the gastrointestinal tract. And this is a pretty easy access. When we think of swallowing a capsule, you're working right at that interface. And what's interesting is the exact form, so particulate and the way that it's formulated in the better way health beta glucan. It is actually designed to start working at the gut, right? So when you take a capsule, and not all of them are that way, but it's pretty extraordinary. Our gut samples it and then delivers it to the immune system across the entire body. So pretty fascinating to understand that interaction happens as well. And it's a really important part of healing the whole person.
Yes. I think it's fabulous that you do functional medicine. Do you have an approach where you do a full set of a panel to look at people's biomarkers? And is there any biomarker out there for skin that you're looking at right now? Or does people don't even have a biomarker for skin, I don't think, right? It's just sort of generally, how does your skin look? But I found an internal blood marker that we should be looking at. What do you know about that?
I don't know of any marker specifically for skin, but I think to me, the deeper investigation becomes what's the underlying cause, and then investigating that. So what's the condition of the microbiome? What's the condition? You could look at inflammation across the board, right? If you're looking at CRP I guess that's probably the one I would reach for the most readily available, and something that's pretty easily translatable.
So for the audience, that's the C-reactive protein, that's sort of like a systemic marker of inflammation.
And very generalized. So it's not going to tell you whether the inflammation's in the skin or where it is in the body, but it would be an interesting marker to track when you're working with immune system to see whether you're reducing inflammation across the board.
What kind of changes can a person expect to see in their skin if they start to incorporate beta-glucan creams or moisturizers into their routine? Like, would you use that in conjunction with your other skincare? How do you incorporate it?
So it's going to depend upon the condition, right? So if someone has a sunburn, then you're going to see results pretty quickly, right? So because it's an immediate and acute response. If someone's looking to work with wrinkle depth and length, and then it's going to take a little bit more time. And so it just depends. Or if we're talking scars, or if we're talking, sunspots, something like that. All of those are immune mediated, right? And so that's the piece that I think what I'd love to have the listeners think about is like to expand that. All of that healing, whether it's a controlled injury, like in microneedling or something like that, all the way to a sunburn, to wrinkles, right? All of those things are mediated by the immune system, which is extraordinary. Of course, there are other things as well, right? So we know there are other contributing factors to aging skin as well. But the time frame will depend upon like how long has it been going on, and mm-hmm. And what exactly the injury is to the skin, or what the application is supposed to be doing. So I've personally seen some pretty extraordinary results with things that have been around for a long time on my own skin. Mm-hmm. And so I'll leave it at that. I don't want to make any claims. I'm an N of one, right?
No, we like N of one. You can tell us your secrets.
It's okay. Oh, okay. Well, so I have some abnormal skin cells on my right shoulder, and I've watched that change for the first time. I mean, I've had it there 10 years, maybe. This is the first therapeutic that's moved the needle for me in terms of changing the shape and the level of inflammation. And again, this is not a claim by the company at all. It's just my own experience with it. But really, it really extraordinary. And then sunburn is the place where this knocks it out of the park. So if you've been out in the sun too long, you apply the cream topically, it's overnight, you know, it really makes a huge difference. And I've watched that happen repeatedly with my son too, who's 13, went to the beach all day, forgot to put the sunblock on his legs, and was miserable that night. And by next morning, just mildly pink, you know, after applying it, and felt a pretty immediate relief for it as well. I mean, the aloe helps with that, but the beta-glucan really, you can imagine, it has an immediate effect of calling the immune system into an efficient response, an efficient and coordinated response. So it helps to, again, move out that damaged tissue, like UV damaged tissue as well in that particular, that's how we imagine it. And it's really not the beta glucan doing it. It's the immune system, right? The immune system is the hero in this particular story. So
what is it about this? What is it about the 1-3-4 beta glucan molecule that's, special? Like, how does it interact with the immune system? Are there interactions with the immune cells, the macrophages, the lymphocytes?
Dr. K, this is like one of my favorite parts of the story. And it's something that blew my mind, right, when I first found out about it, is that, so we have these innate cells, we're talking about monocytes, macrophages, neutrophils, and they actually have a receptor on their surface. So they're floating around waiting to engage with beta-glucan. And in my head, I'm like, why do we have beta-glucan receptors? What is happening here? Help me understand why we have beta-glucan receptors. And the answer kind of goes back to something I talked about earlier, which is that all things fungal, so whether it's mold or mushrooms or all things dank is what one of my patients called it, right? So all things fungal have beta-glucan. And what we have evolved, this is called a conserved pattern recognition receptor. It's a long word, long fancy word, but basically what it means is that through all of evolution, every mammal and even things like shrimp and earthworms and fish have conserved this receptor on their immune cells. Why is that? Because it is a signal that says there's a potential for a fungal infection in the area. So the signal says to our immune system, you got to pay attention. There may be something that we need to be doing over here. So that's basically the gist of it. And it is just extraordinary to me. So these pattern recognition receptors, which are Dectin-1 and CR3, you don't need to remember that. but these particular receptors, when they are bound, it is like poking your security guard and saying, wake up and do your job. You need to wake up. You know, this what you're doing right now, thanks for all you've done, and we need a little bit more from you. And so it actually has the effect of, again, making our immune system more efficient. And what does that really mean? Is it becomes more efficient at what those cells do is to recognize and remove things that don't belong there, whether it's damaged tissue, whether it's microorganisms, whether it's cells that are growing in a way that they're not supposed to grow. So there are all of these things that our immune system is responsible for, these innate immune cells. And what's really interesting is that the downstream cascade takes time. So it takes about 12 weeks of taking beta-glucan or applying it topically to see the full effects. So when you're working with this for a longer term, something that's been existing for longer, you need to sort of stay the course consistently for about 3 months to see the full effects of how the immune system is going to show up, because it takes that long to train the immune system to respond in a good way. So that was a really long response, but I think it's so fascinating from a scientific perspective. Like, that's the question of the hour, right? Is why do we have these pattern recognition receptors for this single molecule? And that's really what makes it extraordinary. And the piece that I didn't answer is, why is the 1-3 or 1-6 so important? And basically it is that, I would think about it, like, have you ever had, you're trying to get a switchblade off, and it's a Phillips head screwdriver, and you have the wrong size screwdriver, right? And you're like, you can make it work, but it's going to take a long time, and it's not going to be efficient. And you might strip the screw, right? Yeah. But if you have the right size, and that's what it really means, when you have a receptor and then you have the molecule that fits that receptor perfectly, you have a very different experience. You have a very different downstream effect. And we want something that matches that receptor perfectly so that we get the maximum effect.
That's a good analogy. I think people don't realize that the skin is an immune organ. And it is like the first barrier to entry for everything environmental that blocks all the bad things from coming in, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that's an interesting way to refocus our attention on skin. Like, it's an ingredient and a nourishment we really don't think about giving our skin.
Yeah, all of those skin cells that are responsible for maintaining the barrier and keeping us protected from the outside world are there with that receptor waiting for that stimulation in order to act, to behave more intelligently. And it's a powerful thing to understand. I mean, I just taught a class on Lyme disease and beta-glucan. And it's extraordinary that we can actually slow transmission if the innate immune system is functioning more effectively. So even just that's skin, 100% in the skin.
Just from topically applying the beta-glucan moisturizer, you can change.
It was actually mouse research. So it was a different kind of research, but it was oral consumption, but it was waking up the immune system. It was trained immunity and how it interacts with the Borrelia organism, that bacteria in particular.
So interesting. You mentioned that earlier in the podcast, the concept of the trained immunity versus the other innate immunity. And then can you go into that a little bit more and explain the distinction?
Sure. So this is
that you get with beta-glucans.
Yes. Sorry, I interrupted you there. So when I was in school, medical school, there was the innate immune system. And again, that was sort of like rudimentary, primitive, and there with no real memory, but there to do a rapid and nonspecific job. In case of an emergency, right? So if we get an exposure to something, or if we get, if we twist our ankle, or whatever it is that we need that for quickly. And then there's the adaptive immunity, which was always considered more intelligent. And that is more T cells, B cells. These are cells that take longer to engage, and they recognize a specific part of, or DNA of, a virus or a bacteria, and they can then fight it off again better next time. They can mount a more coordinated immune response upon a second exposure. So trained immunity, what we've come to discover, and they discovered this by studying mice who had no adaptive immune system, but they still had a memory in their immune system. So they are trying to identify why is this happening and where is it coming from? Basically what happens is that some of these cells that we previously thought had no sort of memory or intelligence, we now understand that when beta-glucan binds it, it actually trains it or awakens it, not just to a beta-glucan exposure, but to exposures across the board. So it's not as specific as adaptive immunity, but it actually creates what's called broader readiness, meaning that our system is ready for whatever comes its way, is more prepared. The immune system becomes more prepared for whatever shows up than even so the adaptive immunity, you'd have to see that exact same trigger in order for to have that protection. But with the innate, a trained immunity, you actually are more ready for any of those things. So it's a fascinating thing. And when I say more ready, what I really mean is that it becomes more coordinated and more intelligent in its response. So it actually is changes happening on the epigenetic level. So these are functional changes inside the cells that the way that some of the way we talk about it is that it's almost like you're reading the book, right, on what you need to do. And you're able to place like a bookmarker in terms of what the next most important activity is going to be. So that in the event of an exposure, you're already tabbed and you know exactly where to go in order to respond. So that not you, but the immune system, right? So it's able to access its sort of intelligence and memory banks more readily once it's already been activated by the exposure to beta-glucan.
You guys, at your lab, you make a really beautiful formulation of this product. There's beta-glucan that's for clinicians and then also for consumers. Is there a distinction that we should be aware of, or is it just the strength and concentration and use of the product?
So the products are the same product. They're the same ingredients. And so really, the practitioner grade product is for practitioners if they want to work with it in their office, in their with their patient population. And then for anyone that isn't a practitioner that's interested in the products, you can find those at Better Way Health. And they have there's a broader catalog.
Yeah, I think it's such a great product. We are very focused in our aesthetics on hyaluronic and vitamin C and retin A. But I do feel that the beta-glucan, it brings a different level. It's very luxurious. I tried some. It's just super moisturizy and your skin just feels calm when you wear it. And it's mm-hmm. kind of a really lovely feeling. So I hope to see that integrated more in people's beauty routines or maybe as an ingredient in more skincare coming forward. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's great. One thing I wanted to make sure and that I forgot to mention is that there's some really great human research on beta-glucan topically for wound healing in particular. And so it's something that you can look into if you want to, but it's been looked at for things like wound healing, and wrinkle reduction as well.
Nice. Would it be appropriate to use for after a laser where the skin has a little resurfacing injury and
help? I think it's the perfect use for that. Yeah, yes,
for
absolutely.
Like for a burn patient even.
Yes. And so that's the other place where there's been some human clinical trials on burns, and something that we've gotten anecdotal. The AJ's been in this space for 25 years. So he has lots and lots of, reports, and anecdotal, just reports from people using the product and practitioners using the product. But a place that, especially in aesthetics, that this could be very helpful, I would imagine, would be because the immune system is responsible for repair, is after any kind of procedure where you want the skin to repair, right? As efficiently as possible.
A big focus in regenerative aesthetics now, with we're trying to use collagen stimulators and products that can, convince the skin fibroblasts to wake up and behave youthfully and be more regenerative. So I imagine that beta-glucan is going to have a role in that process too. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think it's a perfect application for the topical, especially. So.
Yeah, it's a very rich and very nice humectant product, because we have moisturizers that are much more lipid-based, ceramide-based, but it's a super interesting texture. I encourage everybody out there listening to try it. And then this formula that BWH Labs has come up with is very gentle on skin that's irritated and it's got a lot of sensitivities. I think there's nothing better that you could try. It's really great.
I'm so glad you got a chance to try it. Most people, when they put it on, it's almost like silky. That's at least my
It is. It's
my experience
kind of
with
it. Such a luxurious experience. So it's a nice product to try, and also to hear the health benefits makes it even more interesting. Well, Dr. Strand, where can people find you if they want to get more information on you and your research, and also BWH Labs?
So Better Way Health betterwayhealth.com is where you'd find the product if you want to purchase the product. If you're interested, especially if you're a practitioner, you're interested in following sort of the research and the education that we're producing at BWH Labs. You can just go to bwhlabs.com. So we're very easy to reach on the internet.
And it's consumer friendly, so they could just buy it and try it. And yeah, that's really great information for those of you guys listening. Don't forget to check out Dr. Jocelyn Strand and learn more about beta-glucan. I feel like we're just at the beginning of understanding what this molecule really does.
I feel the same way, and I'm excited to see where the where it goes in the future here. So
amazing. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. And on all our handles, it's drky.com. And you can check us out there. We've come up this year with a new peptide skincare launch, and I'm so excited for this line. It incorporates GHK copper, glutathione, my own tripeptide complex, three peptides that improve collagen and elastin. And I think that products that work synergistically like that are going to really transform the skin. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.